Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Sarah, what do you think? The pink or the blue?
I think the blue. The pink is nice, but yeah, the blue suits you better.
Okay. What about these? I don't really need them, but I just like these pockets. Thing is, do they make my bum look big?
No, they don't. They're okay.
Okay. Blimey, okay. Have you seen the price of them? I expect a bit more than okay.
All right, they look great.
No, I don't believe you. I'm going to put these back. So, what do you think about this top? Did it look all right?
Yes, that looked good. With jeans, it would look a bit better.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't look so good with leggings. Oh, right. Well, then I've decided. And what about you? Are you going to get both of those?
Yes, I think so. I love this jacket. And I don't think it's a bad price, do you?
No, I don't. I think it's quite good, actually.
Good. Right then, let's go and pay.
Oh, well, I think there's going to be a queue. But that doesn't matter, does it? We're not in a rush. What time ferry do you want to get back?
I don't mind. Should we get these and go for a coffee? We'll see what time it is then.
Yeah, good idea. You could have a drink if you want, as I'll be driving.
No, I fancy a coffee. Are you going out tonight?
No, I'm staying in. Are you going out? Are you going to see Kathy?
No, she's not well.
Oh, is she all right?
Yeah, just a bad cold.
Oh, okay. Well, the only thing that's happening tonight is Chloe will be phoning. But I must text her not to phone with celeb faces on.
Oh, yes, I like to watch that.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. But what about the things they have done to their faces? Why would you do that?
Well, I suppose they want to stay young and beautiful.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work, does it? Sometimes they look awful.
Oh, I know. Well, I wouldn't have it done. I'm just going to have to age gracefully.
Yeah, and I'll just age. I bet Chloe would have it done, though.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I suppose she might. I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
Penny, how did you meet Chloe? It wasn't in London, was it?
No, it was in Brighton. When I left school, all I wanted to do was get off the island. I didn't really know where to go, and my mum suggested Brighton. So I thought, why not?
So how did you meet Chloe?
Oh, Chloe was my flatmate. There was four of us sharing, but I only really got on with Chloe. The other two, to be honest, were a bit stuck up. Anyway, Chloe and I really got on, and we've been friends ever since.
So how long did you share a flat for?
Oh, not that long. I stayed for just under a year. I began to really miss my family and friends, and to be honest, the island. Don't get me wrong, I quite like Brighton, but I just wanted to come home. I started to get quite down, and I just thought, enough is enough.
So you came straight back to the island?
Yeah, I'd done what I wanted to do. I'd lived off the island for a bit, and I'm really glad I did. I think I appreciate the island more now because I moved away.
Yeah, good point. Lots of people don't move off the island, though, do they?
Oh, no. And I'm not saying that's right for everyone. It's just what I wanted to do. So what about you? Who's your best friend?
I don't really have a best friend.
Well, what about friends?
Don't really have any. I'm not good at making friends.
You are? You're friends with Kathy. And me, don't forget.
But that's now. I don't have any friends from the past.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The only person I ever got friendly with was...
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it was. It was Harry.
Harry. The friend from rehab, right? Who tried to rent my property and who now, it seems, you never want to see again.
I didn't have anyone to compare him with. He seemed friendly. He seemed to care for me. That was a first for me. I'd never had that. He was lovely to start with. He wanted to help me. He wanted both of us to have a better life than the dreadful life we'd both had with drugs.
Well, that was a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
But obviously not with Harry.
No, not with him.
Why, Sarah? If he was trying to help you so much, I don't understand why you don't want to see him anymore.
It's difficult. He...
What is it, Sarah, that made you change your mind about him?
He was so nice at the start. He really helped me get through rehab. And without him, I don't know if I'd been able to do it. It was hell at times, but he was always there for me, telling me I can do it, telling me I had a better life ahead of me. He kept telling me not to give up.
And you didn't. You're clean. You're happy. But you're now happy without him.
Yes, I am. And I'm not turning back to how things were. I'm not going back to him.
Well, that's up to you. I mean, I've only spoken to him a couple of times, and I must admit he's not my type.
Your type? You don't know what he's like.
No, I know that. I wasn't saying I did. I'm just saying my first impression was, well...
Look, I don't want to talk about him anymore.
So, if he comes knocking at the door again, do I let him in?
No, I don't want to see him.
Well, neither do I. But I know he wants to see you. What am I to say if he comes to the door?
I've just said, Penny, don't answer it. Don't speak to him. He's trouble. I never want to see him again.
Well, that might be a bit difficult on the island. You're bound to bump into him at some point. Remember, the island's a small place. I bet you bump into him. Then what are you going to say?
I don't know. What can you say to a bully and somebody who wants to control your life? You tell me. What do I say?
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.